It was the year 1914 when many men went to war, not having a clue about what it would actually be like. They were influenced by the propaganda posters, thinking that the war would be adventurous without thinking of the consequences. But they couldn't have foreseen the misery of fighting the Battle of Vimy Ridge. In this picture, it shows how Britain was in need for more men, encouraging the Canadians to join.
Many might wonder why was it that Canadians went to war. Well, mostly because Canadians thought it would be an adventure, but also to support their mother country, since most Canadians were of British descent, and to escape from their debt, as this was a good opportunity to make some money to support their families. The soldiers used trenches for protection against their enemies, while bullets were being fired. They were also used for hiding, sleeping, and resting. It was from trenches like that the Canadians used to launch their attacks.
It was 1914 when the Germans controlled Vimy Ridge, located in northern France. After failing to conquer Vimy Ridge three times, the French lost hope. This was when the Canadians led a new assault. The assault was led by General Julian Byng, a British officer. He trained the troops incredibly well, rehearsing their actions carefully and slowly. German positions were attacked by the Canadians by 2 weeks of shelling, then 2 days of attack. Secret hideaways were dug underground by the army engineers to get a head start to attack. Finally, on April 10, 1917, when the Canadians succeeded in capturing the last German position known as Pimple, this marked a Canadian milestone. It clearly showed others what the Canadians could accomplish. It was 1914 when the Germans controlled Vimy Ridge, located in northern France. After failing to conquer Vimy Ridge three times, the French lost hope. This was when the Canadians led a new assault. The assault was led by General Julian Byng, a British officer. He trained the troops incredibly well, rehearsing their actions carefully and slowly. German positions were attacked by the Canadians by 2 weeks of shelling, then 2 days of attack. Secret hideaways were dug underground by the army engineers to get a head start to attack. Finally, on April 12, 1917, when the Canadians succeeded in capturing the last German position known as the Pimple, this marked a Canadian milestone. It clearly showed others what the